Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hey, welcome. It's hour number two. It's Radio Night Live. It is Kevin McCullough, and we are so glad to have you with us. You know, we've been talking about it. Last hour, we touched on it again. We still don't have a president named for 2021. We don't know who's going to be sworn in on January 20th. And I thought, you know what? Just before the election, we had A.J. Katsimatidis, the chairman of the Manhattan Republicans, and we had the fashionable Democrat, Sky Ostreicher, join us. And I thought, how cool would it be just, you know, 2.5 weeks later to turn around and talk to him again in light of the aftermath of the election that we had just discussed. So joining me now, she's an executive with the Red Apple Group out of New York City. And that is a group of companies that also owns some radio outlets like the world famous WABC AM 770. A.J. Katsimatidis, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
And Sky Ostreicher, known best on Instagram as the fashionable Democrat. And I have to say, I think she's rather fashionable as a Democrat. She does a good job. Sky, it's always good to see you back here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. So the reason we do the Ladies Lounge is because talk radio is filled with male voices top to bottom. You hear from that's the target audience. That's mostly who the hosts are. You look at all the syndicated guys. And I've always found it to be a much richer conversation when we bring in various perspectives that are kind of outside of that box, which is why we started the Ladies Lounge a few years ago. So I want to get your views on what's going on. And AJ, I think everybody thought that by this time we'd probably have the presidential race figured out, and it seems like we're going to be tied up in court and some other things for a few more days. Where do you see us at right now? How do you assess the situation?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see this being over for a while. And a lot of people forget that the media does not decide who the next president is. The Electoral College has to meet first before deciding on who's going to be the president-elect. So technically, Joe Biden really isn't the president-elect until the Electoral College meets. And I think, as you can see, a lot of evidence has been come to light the past few days, and a lot more will be coming out. And I think the American people think this is very fishy, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of this. There's going to be a lot of legal challenges, so I don't think we're going to know for quite some time who the president is going to be.
Yeah, I think they've already filed something like 27 lawsuits, which 25 of them have not gone anywhere. We will see where this next round. But, Sky, let me not taint the conversation much. Let me just ask you your opinion about where we are. I'm sure you disagree with AJ. I'm sure that you believe that we do have a president-elect.
Yes, I do. I believe that we do have a president-elect in Joe Biden. However, although I don't agree with the Trump administration and what they're doing with the lawsuits, I do acknowledge his point of view, and that is that the media and the Democrats were aligned and out to get him. That's what he believes. So let's acknowledge his thoughts. And with the way that we've voted during COVID with the different ballot system, I understand his heightened suspicion that we're out to get him and he may supersede this. However, it is dangerous, I believe, for someone like Rudy Giuliani to come out in the media and say that the Democrats were manufacturing ballots and plant these ideas in people's heads, because that divides our country.
Well, AJ, I don't know about you, but if to me, if there at least appears to be some reason for a belief like that to be held, I don't think it hurts anything to do the investigation into it.
Absolutely. I think that it should be investigated. And for me, at least, it's very fishy, because this election cycle, we did really well in Manhattan. The Manhattan Republican Party did better than it has in 18 years. 18 years.
Congratulations.
So if we're doing that well, thank you. If we're doing that well in liberal Manhattan, that's 7-1 Democrat, I have a really hard time believing that we're losing Michigan and Wisconsin. And the way that those votes showed up so late in the night just seems really fishy. And I think we have an obligation to look into this because the implications are so great. If an election has been rigged, I mean, then we lose democracy, and what's stopping us from ending up like Venezuela or Cuba, and then we'll never have a democratic election again. And that is very scary, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, to lose your form of democracy and give the government that much control.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you just joining us, these two ladies are very good friends with each other. So even though they may disagree, I just want to put that out there that one of the reasons I like having them on is because they are respectful in their disagreement. Sky, let me touch on something that AJ just brought up, which is the statistical anomalies of this race. And they're pretty, I mean, I think from an objective standpoint, and I, you know, my listeners know that I supported the president, but I want a transparent outcome to the election, regardless of who becomes president, because then I just think the American people have confidence that the system isn't broken or there's not some fundamental flaw in it. And I think one of the reasons a lot of people that at least I'm hearing from are concerned is that you had these anomalies that were very, very bizarre. For instance, Joe Biden got more votes than any Democratic nominee in the history of the Democratic Party, not just in total volume, like pure numbers, which you could say, well, population's bigger than it was 4 years ago, et cetera, but by percentage of the voting public, he outperformed Hillary Clinton from 4 years ago in total percentage, and Barack Obama in both of his elections, which were seen by historians as fairly historic themselves, being that he was such a transformational kind of historical figure. When you look at that kind of supposed groundswell behind one candidate, and yet in the 27 toss-up races for Congress, he wasn't able to drag even one of those really tight races with him across the finish line. And I think people look at that and they go, well, how would that be the case that Joe Biden, with a mandate that, you know, has 10 or 12 or 15 million more votes than it's ever happened, not be able to get one of his teammates across the finish line as well? Is that a strange anomaly, or are people just kind of dreaming things up by asking about it?
Here's the thing. You said Barack Obama was a transformational candidate. I think people came out this year more than ever, one, because of the absentee ballots and the ability to submit that at any time in advance of the election. People were stuck at home. Also, this election was very important, the most important election ever, as we say each time. But it's because our country is so divided and because everyone's been paying attention to politics. If there's one thing that Trump did positive for our nation, I'll give him the fact that he's not a politician, and he came in and he excited an audience of people who historically were not paying attention to politics. He got everyone in this country to pay attention to what's going on. So that's why more people came out to vote. And as far as ballots turning up after the fact, and Trump was winning on election night, and now Biden's ahead and is the president-elect, it's because of the people that voted absentee and voted mail-in ballots. So that's why it was the Republicans that came out to the polls on election day, but mostly Democrats that mailed in their ballots. So that's how those numbers shot up after the fact.
Well, I think there's going to be some continued discussion about that, but I appreciate the perspective. AJ, let me ask you what I just asked Sky about. You look at Trump's numbers, all-time African-American support for any Republican nominee since Lincoln. You look at all-time Latino support at any time in history. He won suburban women in 16. He only barely lost suburban women in 2020. And he did a little bit worse with white males than he did, but he did much better with African-American males. It seems to me that the historic kind of mix and makeup of the voter populace was on the Republican side for all the things that Trump brought into the coalition. And that is another kind of statistical anomaly that I think people are going, well, wait a minute. If he's having all of this success in all of these other areas, how did he not also pull himself across that finish line? AJ Katzmatidis, what do you say?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, President Trump won more votes this election than he won last election.
Almost
so clearly, oh yeah, and clearly Americans are being bullied into silence by the left and not being able to speak their opinion if so many people voted for President Trump. And the fact that we've won so many more African Americans and Hispanics and all of these demographics showed that his policies are really helping all people in America, and people are really appreciating it. And the one positive that I always say is that people in America can no longer say that the left can no longer say that Americans hate President Trump, because President Trump won more votes in his election than President Obama won in his landslide. So they'd have to say that America hates President Obama too, and I think they would hate to admit that. So,
wow. AJ laying the dynamite on the fire here just before we go to break. All right, let's take that first break. Coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Thrilled to have you with us and really enjoying the conversation with two very smart ladies who have graciously given up part of their Saturday evening to be with us. Sky Ostreicher is the fashionable Democrat on Instagram. Sky, remind me your Twitter handle because I know you're there as well, but I think you have more followers on your Instagram. But if people want to find you on Twitter, where do they find that?
Sky Stack.
Guy Stats. Yeah, that's right. And then, AJ, you're on both Instagram and Twitter. Give me your handles there because I think they're slightly different.
Instagram is AJ CATS and Twitter is AJ underscore CATS underscore.
All right. And as you can see, friends, on the screen, we have all this perfectly proper. All right. I want to go back to where we ended because Sky, AJ kind of like did a dynamite drop and then we had to go to break and you didn't get a chance to respond. So are you saying, because you kind of gave me a response to the last question, that the reason that Biden got so many more votes was just because of the kind of volatile nature of Trump himself, and so there were people that voted against him. The anomalies are still the anomalies, though. Trump took votes away from Biden in the African-American community. He took votes away from him with Hispanics. He took votes away from him with women, and he took votes away from him in the particularly African-American male demographic. And what I'm curious about is there are, I believe it is 350 or so counties in which there are roughly more than 1.8 million votes that were cast than people registered to vote in those counties. And I'm wondering if that's an anomaly that we should also be looking into at this point. And again, not trying, like, I'm not saying that obviously I want Trump to be elected president. But if we investigate all of these things that are just question marks and Biden is president, I will salute him as president and I will pray and help hope that he can do the best thing for the country going forward. But the anomalies themselves, these are questions worth looking into, are they not?
I'm no statistician nor political data analyst. I'm more of a feelings person. And I like what you just said best, Kevin, which is if Biden is elected and sworn in, you'll pledge allegiance to him and he's our leader. And I appreciate that. And I think that that should be the sentiment of most people. What is most confusing, though, right now, if you turn on the TV and you watch CNN versus Fox News, they report completely different things. And for people who aren't sure what's going on, it's very confusing and it's hard. And the media should go back to being impartial. Mm. And that's something I want to really campaign in my personal capacity, is making the media impartial again, because it's very difficult to ascertain what exactly is going on in our country.
AJ, she brought up Fox and CNN, and I think that Sky's perspective is probably pretty traditional Democrat in terms of how they view Fox versus CNN. But you deal with a lot of Republicans, a lot of people that are more of the center-right stripe. There's people put out with Fox these days, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. And I agree with Sky's point that the media is so polarized, you can't really get real news, and it's a huge problem. But especially after this election, people in the Republican Party are really fed up with Fox News, and they've lost a lot of their viewership because, you know, election night, they were unfairly not calling certain states for President Trump and calling states for Joe Biden very early that shouldn't have been called, where like millions of votes were outstanding. And, you know, when you have a media that's just trying to like push this along and make it so they can call Joe Biden as president-elect when the Electoral College hasn't even met yet, I mean, that's why I see a lot of Republicans shifting towards Newsmax or OAN, because Fox News has really, you know, gone totally left now, because frankly, I don't think Murdoch is really in charge anymore.
Yeah, it appears that something goofy's going on over there. It may be that the kids are running the show. But that aside, I have to agree with both of you. I think that we need much more fact-driven reporting. And I'm not against, number one, opinion-driven shows. I mean, I do opinion-driven media every day, and I think that if there's a marketplace for it and there's an audience for it, then it should be allowed to survive and do what it needs to do. But when it comes to the straight news reporting, I want just the facts, just the figures. I want the straight skinny on what's going down. And, you know, with all of the weird things that happened on election night in this particular election, I would like to see all of the networks joining with Republicans and with Democrats to say, well, why did everybody stop counting in six states when we've never done that before? And how did 100% to zero vote dumps get factored in at 2 and 3 in the morning when they had sent the monitors home? Like, I think those are legitimate questions. And if there's legitimate answers to them, then I'm fine with it. But I just want to know the truth more than anything else. Let's shift gears just a little bit, because I don't want this to be just the two of you gnawing at each other over the election stuff. Because you know what? As AJ said, we've got a ways to go. There's going to be some court battles. We'll see where all this happens. And by the way, I'm guessing that the two of you are too young to have really remembered it, but I lived through Bush v. Gore, and that was the longest 6 years of my life in those 5 weeks. So we're only about a third of the way compared to what they did thus far. So we'll be okay. America has come through this, and I think one of the cool things is the founders actually sensed that we might have these issues from time to time, and they provided a constitutional means to resolve them, which is exactly what we're watching play out. Like, I want all fifth graders in America right now to be watching the news every night, because you're getting a civics lesson that you only may have once or twice in a lifetime.
Right.
All right. Let me ask you this. You both had a pretty good election night. AJ, the Manhattan Republicans did really well, better than they've done in quite some time. And Sky, of course, you guys are claiming the White House, and it was, a big celebration there. It looks like if Biden does get sworn in, you're going to have a very evenly kind of divided government. So the Senate and the House will probably be in Republican hands. The presidency will be in the Democrat hands. And that usually means one of two things: either complete stagnation on almost the government getting anything done, or amazing cooperation that begins to, bring people together. Which do you think is this going to be, and how do you anticipate the relationship in D.C. going forward, Sky, if Joe Biden is, in fact, president-elect of the United States?
What I think it's going to be is very different from what I hope it will be. So I think it still will remain pretty partisan, but I hope part of Joe Biden's mantra is uniting America, and I hope that that does come through and that we are able to work across the aisle, similar to the way that you mentioned, Kevin, how AJ and I are friends. We're both in Manhattan. She's the chair of the GOP here, and I'm a district leader in the Democratic Party, yet we remain friends and we see eye to eye on certain things because we have a friendship. So that's what I hope happens nationwide, that politicians are able to work across the aisle, because that's the only way to get things done.
AJ, same question to you. And what are you anticipating? What are you expecting of Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy if the House, and I misspoke, the House won't be in Republican hands. It will still be in Nancy Pelosi's leadership, but she's going to have the tightest margin to work with. So there's really a balance of power. Like, it's going to be, those two branches, the executive and the legislative, are going to be, no one's going to have the ability to run roughshod over anybody else. So, AJ, in that environment, what are you hoping to see from Washington if Joe Biden is sworn in as president under these circumstances?
And because we still have the Senate, I think because the country is so divided, things are going to be lost. And I think that Republicans are going to try the best they can to preserve the policies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An experimental treatment for COVID-19 has gained emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The antibody treatment developed by Regeneron is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The treatment has been praised by President Trump and was one of the therapeutics that he received while he was hospitalized after contracting coronavirus back in October. Multiple states have put different restrictions into place this week to try to curb the rising cases of COVID-19, including a ban on dancing at weddings in Ohio and a recommendation in Pennsylvania that residents should wear masks in their own homes when guests are over. Congressman Jim Jordan believes measures like this are overreaching. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that a crisis like a pandemic doesn't invalidate the Constitution.
The Constitution is not suspended during a crisis. In fact, I would argue the Constitution is most important when you're dealing with something unique, something big like this.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ladies Lounge, and who has it better in America tonight than me? Look at these gorgeous ladies that I get to hang out with and have really good conversation, and it's just a lot of fun, and I'm glad to be able to spend this time with two really smart people and talk about these things. We're talking about the aftermath of Election 2020. A.J. Katsimatidis, a business executive and the chairman of the Manhattan Republicans, and Sky Ostreicher, who is a district leader for the Democrats in Manhattan, but also a writer and media producer, and does a number of things, but she's also an influencer on Instagram, the Fashionable Democrat, and you can check her out there. Ladies, let me go back to the what we have to look forward to. Joe Biden made a big part of his campaign to deal properly with the coronavirus. This was the major thing that he ran on, and it appears that by the time he takes the oath of office, if he does take the oath of office, maybe 40 million to 80 million Americans will have already had a dose of a vaccine that is now not only on the fast track, but is going to be rolled out likely before Christmas to maybe as many as 40 million Americans. We need somewhere in the neighborhood of about 120 million Americans to get it in order to kind of have the herd immunity and to be maskless. That doesn't seem like it's going to take much time into the new year. AJ, if Joe Biden was running on doing coronavirus right, that might not even be an issue by the time he takes office.
Yeah, absolutely. I think President Trump has done a fantastic job with coronavirus. In fact, he was one of the first world leaders to start shutting our borders down when we realized that it was a threat. And actually, Joe Biden called him out saying that it was racist that he was shutting our borders down. And if he were president, he probably wouldn't have done it for at least another month or two. So we would be way behind, and unfortunately, more people would have been dead. So I feel very fortunate that President Trump was our president, and he worked really hard to push this vaccine through. So I think that we're going to see the light at the end of this tunnel very soon. And so I'm, like, grateful that we have somebody like President Trump in office. And I think Joe Biden, if he gets in, is going to do a lot more lockdowns and some very austere measures. And that, as an American, really scares me, especially considering when you look around the world and you see that that hasn't worked in a lot of places. And it just kind of takes your freedoms away.
One thing for sure, Sky, is that the lockdowns are having a detrimental effect on New York City public school kids. And this week, the mayor and the governor both decided to go ahead and shut them down anyway, in kind of a second, what some people are worried about as a precursor to a larger cultural shutdown in New York State. And again, if we have a vaccine that's got 95% efficacy and it's around the corner, and maybe even by the time the new year rolls around, we're getting millions and millions of people vaccinated and we're starting to have that success. Please tell me that people like Andrew Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio and Joe Biden are going to say, okay, guys, we can start taking the masks off and kind of get life back to normal again. Because as you both know, New York City has paid a horrific price in terms of economic activity, tourism. They're going to have no one coming through this holiday season, and there is no better place to spend the holidays than Manhattan. So, Sky, where do you see us at, and what are next steps?
I agree. It's terrible what's going on, what we're seeing in our own backyard here in New York City, and I disagree with the fact that New York City public schools have been shut. I'm neither a parent nor a teacher, but I've spoken with enough parents and teachers that are on the same side of things here, which is against the mayor's decision to shut down public schools.
And that's not a partisan issue, because the people that you're talking to are likely Democrats.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It's not a partisan issue. It's just for the sake of children. And look, the businesses are suffering here. That's no secret. The fact that we have a 10 p.m. curfew at restaurants,
right.
I don't know
what
exactly that does. I mean, I guess it's to prevent people from congregating at bars late at night. But I think that what you're saying, I don't think we're going to have a vaccine and it's all going to be ready by January. I think this is going to go well into next year. We're going to be still wearing masks as part of a cultural experience. I don't think people are going to be running out to get the vaccine first. Would you get online for the vaccine very first in line?
They're going to give it to the most vulnerable first. So those first 40 million doses are going to go to nursing homes, first responders, you know, the people that are kind of at the tip of the spear. But they are, I mean, that's 40 million that just Pfizer's going to have. They just made that announcement yesterday. Moderna is expected early next week to announce another 20 to 80 million doses that they're going to have available. I mean, you start adding up the numbers, it's not going to be very many that they're going to need in a very long period of time.
Look, I think that Trump, remember, initially he thought we would be over this by Easter. Remember, back in the day?
Okay, now you're not playing nice, Sky, because this isn't the president saying this. This is the pharmaceuticals saying it.
And what do we know about drug companies?
President Trump is fighting the drug companies.
All right.
He's getting
all right.
Lower drug prices.
Yeah. On that stick of dynamite, we've got to take our last break, and then we're coming right back with Sky and AZ. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, Radio Night Live, final few minutes with AJ and Sky, and what a fun conversation. They are very good friends, but they disagree, and I think there's some things that we can talk about that we actually do all agree on. Thanksgiving is next week, and like a lot of people, the McCullough clan is going to have some relatives coming in to see us. Guys, I just heard yesterday from a family that has a child in an independent living facility. This is in the tri-state area. And they, of course, want him to be able to come home for the holiday celebration and so forth, even though he doesn't live in the house. He's independent and can live outside. And they were told that if they allow him to come, that when he goes back to the facility, he has to remain quarantined for 14 days in his room. And it's giving them a quandary. Is it kind of us to have him home for the one day if he's then quarantined for the 14 days following that? I mean, this is a weird day that we're living in, and these are some tough choices, but we've all heard about 10 and no more for Thanksgiving. AJ, your family has a huge Thanksgiving tradition. I don't know what your parents are doing this year, but they normally like have 50 or 60 people for Thanksgiving dinner. So how do we handle it? What are we going to do? Let's start with AJ.
Yeah, I mean, we usually have a big Thanksgiving dinner, and it's fun because we're so thankful for everything we have. We're thankful for living in the United States of America, for our health, and it's a day to celebrate that and be with family, and it's so meaningful to us. But this year, we are just going to have a small Thanksgiving with my family, and it's going to be a nice change of scenery. We love being together, very close family, and we can still be thankful. And my mom is a great cook, so I'm sure we'll have a great time regardless.
I can attest to that, by the way. I've eaten Lady Katsimatidis's cooking, and she is quite good. Sky, what do you think? They were even joking about this in the newspaper where they had Andrew Cuomo, like, peering in through the window to see if you had more than 10 people. He was counting the number of people inside the house.
Yes, those stickers. I ordered 3 of them.
Are you going to put them up? Or, like, your guests going to actually see them?
Of course I'm going to put them up. I think it's fun. And, you know, and I love our Governor Cuomo, and I think it's fun to have him peering in the window. But as far as, you know, this Thanksgiving, yes, it's going to be different than any other Thanksgiving we've had. And it's sad to not be able to get the whole family together. But at the same time, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And this isn't the only holiday this year that's been ruined. Don't forget about Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July, all the big celebrations that we typically have. You know, we've missed out on basically a whole year. This is going on 9 months. Of different birthdays and celebrations, weddings, like every sort of occasion. So we're just in a different time. And, you know, we have to abide by the rules, wear a mask and so on in order to get over this.
Okay, let's change this up a little bit. Favorite Thanksgiving food, Sky, go.
The turkey, of course.
Just plain old turkey?
Yeah.
All right.
Protein.
AJ, what's the number one side dish for Thanksgiving?
Mashed potatoes.
Now, what is your mom's secret to her mashed potatoes?
Lots of butter.
There you go. There you go. Of course, I can't eat butter anymore, so I have to do the
sorry, mom
thing. But yeah, well, that's pretty true. Cranberry sauce, the congealed stuff, the homemade stuff that's blanched and then added sugar with a little bit of orange juice and that kind of stuff. The really fresh stuff, or some other variety of it. Which cranberries are the appropriate cranberries, AJ?
Definitely the stuff with the cranberries in it. Like, you don't want, like, a mess of just, like, you can't tell what it is.
But, Sky, I think AJ just broke a ton of people's hearts because, I don't know, when I was a kid, seeing that gel that came out of the can and was just, like, in those perfect round slices of cranberry sauce, that was always, like, something that it actually helped me get through the turkey because I wasn't a big turkey fan when I was a kid.
Well, I make cranberry sauce fresh. I buy a bag of cranberries, and I simmer them, and then they burst in
right.
The can. And you're supposed to add a lot of sugar. I only add a little bit of sugar because I like to keep it tart, and then I add some mandarin orange slices.
Oh.
It comes out really nice, like a tart cranberry.
You're going to put this on the Fashionable Democrat Instagram feed?
I don't do cooking there, but I guess I could. I mean,
you could just
a lot.
Show the beautiful end product and then, you know, have the recipe listed underneath it.
I guess I could.
Is
I'm
going
to have to get your recipe if you don't put it up.
That's it. Is there a traditional cocktail that goes best for Thanksgiving for both Republicans and Democrats? AJ?
I don't know. I don't think there's really a traditional cocktail. I mean, it just depends on how divided your family is, how much you're going to drink, whether you go for the hard stuff or, like, the wine.
I was actually talking to a restaurateur on Sunday, and she said that the election night, they had sold almost twice as much alcohol as they normally did. And she was like, we couldn't tell if it was for celebration or mourning, but it was a lot in that final week. Sky, you do any cocktails for Thanksgiving?
You know, I stick to the strong stuff. I think that's what it takes. You know, family time is hard, and that's what the fat Jew put out, his bottle of wine. It's called Family Time is Hard, Pinot Grigio. So I brought that last year. And maybe.
Oh, wait. You're not being derogatory towards someone.
No, he's called the Fat Jew.
The Fat Jew.
Yes.
Great.
has one that's called Family Time is Hard.
Family Time is Hard. All right. Well, and which is better, Thanksgiving or Christmas or the later holiday?
Well, I celebrate Hanukkah, but still, Christmas time, I think, is a fun time. But I prefer Thanksgiving because I prefer the fall. I love fall colors and the fall weather. So fall holidays.
AJ, the winter solstice time or Thanksgiving time?
I love the winter solstice time for me, Christmas time, because like all the lights and decorations, you feel it in New York City. There's a spirit of Christmas, and it makes me so happy.
Not this year, sadly. Not nearly as good. Did you? Oh, by the way, did you see the Rockefeller tree? It looked like it had COVID-19.
Yeah.
It looked like
it went through the war on Christmas.
It looked like a huge, ginormous version of the Charlie Brown Sad Christmas Tree.
I know, but did you read why it looked that way?
No, I didn't, Sky. Help me understand.
The tree was all wrapped up, so its branches were like this, and it takes a while to settle into place. That's all. So you caught it at the wrong time. It wasn't settled yet. And did you see that they found an owl in the middle of the
tree? Yeah, and they saved that little guy. He was almost as cute as Baby Yoda.
Cute.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we've exhausted for me personally, Thanksgiving, because there's no commercialism attached to it. It's just a day of being with family and just saying thank you. And that's personally something I don't think we do enough of in society. If we said thank you more often, I think we'd have a better world. But that's another topic for another time. Ladies, you've been great. Thank you for coming to the Ladies Lounge again. And when we do have a president, when we finally have a new president, maybe we can come back and argue about that some more.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sky. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One of my favorite shots of New York City, shot of Lower Manhattan with the Freedom Tower there in the middle, and the lights are blinking tonight. It is getting into that holiday time of year, and friends, again, if you did not yet help us liberate a human slave from Sudan, we are at 170 of 192 that need liberation. We've helped liberate 170, but that means there's 22 left. I don't want to leave a single one of them. 888-342-1010 to take care of that. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And I also want to say thank you to a new sponsor, to the Ladies Lounge. You know, ladies need good security, and this is one of the reasons why I'm very excited about what my friends at Byrna are doing. This 68 caliber launcher with this enormous size bore shoots 68 caliber pepper balls at people, and it gives them up to 60 feet of accuracy and gives them plenty of time to get away. The CO2 cartridge, gas-powered cartridge, delivers that with more than 300 feet per second of force, and when it hits the assailant, it just keeps them from being able to breathe or from being able to see for a number of minutes. And that gives you time to take safe measures. Importantly, these are great for ladies, would make a great Christmas present. It's about the size of a normal 9mm, will fit in purses rather easily, and it's so simple to operate, a safety on the left and right side, again, a 5-round magazine that is just super easy to use and to keep yourself protected by. So as we are in tough times, there's no permit, no background check, no permissions necessary to get that, and you can start protecting yourself today. MyByrna.com, MyByrna.com, MyByrna.com takes care of that. Kevin McCullough, hey, it's been a great week. I appreciate everyone that was, I think we set a new record for the stream tonight, maybe over 15,000 new viewers joining us. So thank you for those of you that did there, for the 300 radio stations, for the great partnership with Biz TV, and all of the people viewing via that mechanism as well. We continue to just be so grateful that you let us into your life every single week. You want to bite back at me about something? KMCRadio@gmail.com is how you do that. That's my email address, KMCRadio@gmail.com. And, of course, I'm on social media everywhere. And we podcast, by the way. This podcast will be free. It will never be behind a paywall. We want you to have access to all the good information, and we are kicking out more and more. In fact, we're closing in on our 1,000,000th podcast very, very soon. So I'm hoping that whoever that person is, and it's going to come before the end of the year, but we are about to cross 1,000,000 podcasts listened to, and that's just a really cool thing to realize here at the end of 2020. What a year it's been. We still don't have a presidential decision just yet, and the court cases continue. We will be covering it all week long on Kevin McCullough Radio. If you don't get it, get the podcast, SoundCloud.com, iTunes, and just subscribe to Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, and it comes to you free. Again, never behind a paywall, always there. Big thanks to Ivan Quinones for making tonight happen. And next week, one of our best ofs, Georgie Borman, will be in the Ladies Lounge, and we'll be telling you a little bit more about the plight of our...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the
health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.